Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
From the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
From the 281, donations for the referees should go to the Zebra Rescue Society.
National Federation of the Blind.
Okay.
That's one of the charities I contribute to.
Everybody. Very good. Excellent.
So it's a real one.
That's a good one.
There you go. Yeah, we have a few things that we've just been tossing in the air all day long here on In the Loop. Because that was inspired by the Ravens trying to get back to the Bills Mafia and, you know, donate to a cause that was near and dear to Dalton Kincaid's heart after he was unable to bring some in. We were also talking about earlier today the players in Houston that you would like to see honored by having their number retired, even though maybe they don't reach that highest echelon of number retirement.
If they retire Martin Maldonado's, I'm moving. And I love this place.
Hey, man, Dusty Baker probably first person in line for that one.
Martin Maldonado. Yeah, baby. Yeah, let's get him up there.
That's wild. Been a fun morning thus far. Not for you, though.
I had one of those mornings, man. And it's going to get weirder from I'll ask you guys this question in a minute. But from the moment I got up, just a little bit backwards, a little bit late on everything. I'm sure we've all been there. But then I'm sitting in my office doing some work, and my daughter shows up, which is cool, and obviously, and she brings her dog Rocket, and I forgot that we were watching him, so I had to take Rocket out. Then I had to get my, you know, all ready for work. I made my cereal, put my cereal in the truck, as I often do every morning, knocked over the cereal in my truck. Then I got on the road, and there's a lane closure. I'm like, dang, man, just one of those mornings.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Then it got weirder.
Really?
It got weirder. Well,
so
not for
we passed the cereal in the truck.
I'm not. Everybody I'm going to be it. There all day
so
long.
So it's weirder than that.
Everybody does that.
Nobody does that. So people do weird things in their cars, and literally nobody was like cereal in the truck.
Okay, so not nobody. But anyway, so I got a message from my son, and it didn't happen to me. I'm asking our listeners and you guys. This is a real message. This is a real thing. It really happened. All right. So there's a dude that lives in an apartment complex, and he got this message handwritten. I saw the picture on his door. Tell me how you would react to this, guys. Hello. We are your neighbors in the apartment right above you. We absolutely understand the cultural significance of the quote. They put it in quote. They put it in quotes.
Goodness gracious.
Carne asada. To the Mexican people such as yourself, which is an assumption, I think.
Fair enough. That's right.
But you need to be considerate of our culture as well. We are vegans, and all caps, your meat smoke is coming in through our open window every time you fire up your grill. We, again, all caps, kindly ask that you cook your next meat inside on a stovetop with the vent running. Thank you very much. So they basically said, you're cooking on your grill. We don't like your carne asada because of your culture and you people. Can you go ahead and cook it inside? Here's what I sent.
Yeah, it's a lot right there.
There's a lot going on. The Mexican people such as yourself, we're vegans, your meat smoke, et cetera, et cetera.
I do love that in writing this, and do you have the... Let me see.
Did I send you a picture, the screenshot?
No.
Okay, but this is
okay.
Real.
So you said, your meat smoke is coming through our open window. I feel like the answer right there, baby.
Close your damn window. Yeah.
Close the window, baby. Like that, we can make this nice and easy. Did you need me to close it for you? I can come over and do that if you need.
I'll come up and close it.
That is crazy.
So my son sent it to me, and I made sure it was real. And I this is what I sent him. I would cook lengua in duck fat one night. The next night, I would cook cabrito for several hours on the grill. And the next night, I would cook tripas.
You just be petty about it?
Just cooking every exotic.
Man, I walk past their door with a tomahawk in my hand. like I'm Fred Flintstone or something, man.
How would you handle that note?
Oof.
713-572-4610.
Yeah, one of the things I live by is, hey, man, you can get touched out here, right? So I try never to go too snarky on these things. However, I feel like a conversation would be needed, and I will try and operate from a place of kindness. Like, look, we outside in our backyard.
Exactly.
What you want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got to grill this outside. I feel like there's some steps that you could take. I'll try and put it on the farthest side of the backyard. I can do that.
See
for
which
you.
Way the wind's blowing?
Right. But we doing this barbecue.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure that out. And then if they want to get spicy with it, then we can get spicy with it.
Yeah.
Then we might be able to get real petty with it and do stuff like what you're talking about. And maybe. But I'll start from a place where
The whole tongue out there.
Hear me out. What I'll do, I might be able to give you a little advance warning. Hey, on Saturday, we trying to grill out.
Mm-hmm.
Please take heed. And make adjustments accordingly.
Yeah.
But if that's not good enough, that's all I can do for them.
I will make it worse because they clearly was talking about them being Hispanic, right?
Yes.
I'm like, you know what? If I was your son, I'm like, you know what, babe? I feel like playing some Mexican music.
That's
right?
What I'm saying, though.
Yes. Hey, break out the tambourine.
That's what I'm amazed by is like, if that was the complaint, they're being pretty chill because I've lived next to some of our brothers and sisters in Latinidad, as I like to say.
Yes.
And they be turning up into the wee hours of the morning. And the idea that this was not like a noise complaint, this was just about smell. Yeah. Y'all don't know how good you got it.
Exactly.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the 713 brings up a good point. In a lot of places, cooking inside with the vent, the smoke still goes outside.
Correct.
It still goes.
That's right. Especially if it's,
it doesn't go all the way up. Yeah. It sometimes still goes outside on the side.
Yeah. Nah, I would be like, you know what? Let's blast that music. Since they want to talk about our culture so much. Yeah. Here we go, baby.
Hey. 832 says it's Ramona Yala time.
That's right.
It's Ramona Yala time.
Hey, break out the tambourine, baby. Let's go.
I would bring mariachis to the patio.
That's right.
You volunteer the backyard for any and everybody's quinceañera. Yeah. Like, no, I got the spot. Come through. We doing it out here. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. Oh boy, we've got some listeners that are right in my wheelhouse in some of the
chitlins
stuff.
Outside. Okay, see, now I would actually you'd be in the wrong.
Yeah, you'd be. I'd call the police.
100%
cook some chitlins.
100%. Don't put no chitlins out,
man. Yeah, I call the cops.
And the other one brings up vegan as a culture. I mean, I guess you could stretch it,
but it's a lifestyle choice.
But see, that's the other thing too. Because at first I'm thinking like, man, they clearly being a little racy. Mm-hmm. But it's not all vegans, but it's a lot of vegans out there that look at us, meat eaters, as peasants.
Oh no, that's out there.
So it could have been some of that too.
I would rate. I got the idea from the 713. Write back no, and in parentheses say in Spanish. Still no, yeah. No.
Nah, I would have just wrote appreciate it.
Yeah,
just that's put right. it right on the door. That's it. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it.
Roast a whole hog outside.
Oh goodness!
Hell yes,
man!
Whole hog?
They mess around, move out.
I've cooked whole hog in my backyard a couple times. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Smells like good barbecue.
And
vegan is not.
That reminds me of tailgate of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had a whole goat out there.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cabrito. That's what I said. Yeah,
that's right.
Put one
that's
of those right. out there.
Yeah, they had the whole thing and just put that in the front yard, by the way, as well. Then this feels like HOA type stuff, but it's not an HOA.
It's a building.
It's just a singular person.
Nah, is he cooking inside the house?
No, or outside.
Yeah, nah, you can't tell nobody what not to cook.
It's called a
outside.
It's called a cook out.
Yeah.
It's called a cook like, out. Dog,
come on, man.
That's wild. Okay.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, that is fascinating. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It feels like a lot of people. I feel like we are 100%. 100% on this response, which is just
everybody. That's the first time in history we've been 100%.
And it takes
on anything.
This is an old saying that's kind of trite, but the nerve. You know, the nerve.
The audacity.
The audacity.
The unmitigated gall.
Somebody said I should volunteer to go over there and cook some of that stuff. Yeah, I do. I will.
Yeah, if you know the people that had this, we're just going to have a whole Sports Radio 610
little
cookout.
Beef tongue?
That's right.
Ain't nothing tastier than a beef tongue, baby.
All right, here's a good story about a Karen.
That's exactly what that is.
That's what this is. Oh, okay. So this text comes in before we go here to sprinkle a little sports on here. Presley was better than Hader has been. Do you agree with that? Because obviously, I mean, like...
Yes, because of postseason.
Because of the stakes that you've had and like you have not had those same situations.
Leave a plate on their porch.
That's actually... I was like, that's actually not a bad way to try and bridge the gap, but I forgot that they're vegan and they're not going to appreciate that. That's incredible.
Oh, Lord.
Unbelievable. Somebody said you can't be vegan and racist, pick a struggle. That's insane. All right, there you go. A little bit of a, you know, you be the judge, and the judge is ruled guilty all the way up and down the text line for us. Someone said the smell is making them regret their life choice, and that, you know what? That's about them. All right. Coming up next here in Loop, let's get into what's popping, including Happy Lunar New Year to you and a big-time Rockets win in Atlanta. We'll talk about it next.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.